What's up, you guys? Bad Gal Bree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Bree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 16. Where do I even begin to describe how my week was? I really have no words because at this point in life, I'm just so over it. Like, I say this every episode, but I really mean it, you guys. Like, I am just so drained from school and just life overall. It's just too much to handle, and it's just too much. It's just too much, and I'm over it. I really am. I just feel so tired and just unmotivated to continue school, to be honest. If we're really keeping it 100, I'm very, very unmotivated because my teachers are trash. I have so many assignments. I wish I just had online classes like I did spring semester, but no, let's open up campus. Let's do this. Let's do that. And for what? To stress everyone out in the middle of a global pandemic? Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm tired and I'm over it. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, okay, I hope this whole COVID-19/global pandemic thing will convince the anti-vaxxers to vaccinate their kids once we have a vaccine available, because if y'all don't, y'all are kind of selfish. Yikes. I mean, if there's one group you guys don't want to come for, it's the anti-vaxxers, because they will come out in droves. But I definitely think this is something that we need to talk about, because people that choose not to vaccinate their children have something wrong with them. And not only are you endangering your child to, like, foreign diseases, but you're endangering yourself and other people you come across. But that's neither here nor there. If you guys want to hear what I think about this, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do. And if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to, like, come for me without a way home and, like, no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know what's up. I definitely need to give my opinion on this unpopular opinion, and I definitely agree 100%. Just because COVID is something that we shouldn't have to play about. We've had this disease for a good 10 months. And the fact that we still don't know, like, where it's going and, like, what we're supposed to do with it is fucking ridiculous at this point. And when this vaccine does come out, I will definitely be getting it, because I'm not going to risk getting this disease. No one should. And to the anti-vaxxers, they're like, what if it gives my child autism? I can't take care of an autistic child. First and foremost, that's false. So I genuinely don't understand why they keep coming up with that excuse. But that's neither here nor there. If you guys want to hear the rest of my commentary, enjoy! The first reason why anti-vaxxers are selfish is because they have no reason not to vaccinate their children. Like, they truly don't. Now, I know people just choose not to vaccinate their children for other reasons, but for the people that are like, yeah, I don't want to vaccinate my child because it's going to give them autism, that doesn't make any sense. And there's been many studies that have disproven
that theory. So for people to be like, oh yeah, I didn't vaccinate my child against the measles or smallpox because I heard it gives them autism. First of all, those are two very deadly diseases. So if your child definitely comes into contact with someone that has those, then yeah, you're fucked. You're fucked because not only are you endangering your child and the other children they interact with, but you're endangering yourself and your family by not vaccinating your child and not letting them be immune to those diseases that are very deadly and stuff like that. But then again, I get it. People can choose to do whatever they want to with their child, but truly think about it. God gives you the gift of a child, and God gave the gift of giving someone the idea of making vaccines. So why wouldn't you want to vaccinate your child, someone that's very vulnerable to the world? So to me, it doesn't really make any sense. Like, I get it that some people choose to do it other than that reason, but for the people that don't want to do it for the reason that your child might be autistic, it doesn't make any sense. There's no proof. Please just stop playing with fire because it's not cute. The second reason why anti-vaxxers are selfish is because they don't care about their child's overall well-being. Now, I've definitely come to the conclusion that people that choose not to vaccinate their children because they're afraid their child might be autistic really doesn't care about what kind of diseases their child can come in contact with. Like, truly think about it. Out of all the vaccines that we have, most of those diseases are very deadly. That's why we created vaccines for them. So when you're not vaccinating your child against tuberculosis, tetanus, smallpox, chickenpox, measles, mumps, you're definitely setting up your child for failure. I truly think you are. And I know I'm probably being a little harsh and I don't have a child of my own, but as someone that's going to be in the medical field, there's no and if or but about it if I'm going to vaccinate my child. I'm definitely going to vaccinate my child. I would be very stupid if I were not to. So for people being like, oh, well, it's their choice, that is true. But at the same time, if you truly think about it, the vaccines that we have are for deadly diseases. We don't want children catching tuberculosis. We don't want children catching measles. We don't want them to catch chickenpox because later on in life they're going to have shingles, which is really bad. So for the people that are choosing not to vaccinate their children for the reason that they don't want to be autistic, like I said, there's no legitimate proof that shows that vaccines give your child autism. First of all, autism's a spectrum. Any child could be autistic. You will have to know that, like, if you consult with your doctor. So, like, there's no and if or but about it. Like, you won't be able to know. And I don't know if it's just me, but I find it very ignorant, if not naive, that people really have an idea that vaccines give their child autism. And I remember I was watching like season 5 of American Horror Story, where one of the main characters is a doctor, and she went to her patients and she like consulted the parents, is like, yeah, your child has the measles. And like the mom was like, oh, that's so much better than I thought it was. And she's like, the measles is a very deadly disease. And she's like, yeah, I know, but I didn't have him vaccinated. And the doctor just looked at her like, bitch, are you crazy? And genuinely, I definitely get it. I get the doctor's frustration. Measles is very deadly, and so is tuberculosis, so is tetanus, so is smallpox, polio. So for the people that are out there that are choosing not to vaccinate their children, truly think about it. Truly think about the danger you're putting your child in, because most people in their right mind want to protect their child at all costs, and no one, and I do mean no one, would not risk letting their child die because they didn't vaccinate them. I said what I said. The third reason why anti-vaxxers are selfish is because they don't even care about their own well-being. Now, let's say your child has school and one of the students comes in sick, your child interacts with that student, then they get sick. And then they come to you and, like, mommy, I don't feel so good. So you check their temperature and stuff like that. And then you end up getting sick. Y'all both go to the doctor. Doctor says y'all have tuberculosis. Now, I don't know about y'all, but tuberculosis is a very deadly disease. It was one of those diseases that killed millions of people each year until we have like a very secure vaccine for it. It's not like a legitimate vaccine, but it's something to prevent like the number of deaths and stuff like that. So think about it. You could have either won. Vaccinated your child against tuberculosis and they could have avoided getting it. Or two, just let your child die from a very deadly disease that makes them cough up blood. Think about it. You and your child caught this disease from your child, which means your child's actions fall onto you because you could have chosen to vaccinate them, but you didn't. And I know this is me probably reaching, but think about it. If that scenario happens in real life, who's to blame? The parent, because the child can't make decisions for themselves, only the parent. So the fact that people are all like, oh, well, I'm choosing not to vaccinate my child because I can. Okay. When polio bites you in the ass, tell him I said hello. When smallpox bites you in the ass, tell him I said hello. You guys have the opportunity to do these things because they're available, and y'all don't do it. So who's really stupid? Like, for real, who's really stupid? Oh, yeah, you, because you chose not to vaccinate your child. And now y'all are both dying of a disease that you could have easily not gotten. Period, poo. The fourth and final reason why anti-vaxxers are selfish is because they just are. Like, truly, when you think about it, after you go over everything I just mentioned, only selfish people that don't care about other people they come in contact with wouldn't vaccinate their child. Because truly, think about it. Why would someone want to endanger their child and themselves by exposing them to someone that's not vaccinated? Really, like truly think about it. I genuinely don't get it though. Like, what possesses people not to want to vaccinate their children? We have vaccines for a reason. It's not like circumcising your son or something. Obviously, that's a different situation. But vaccines are crucial. We need vaccines to live. We need vaccines to survive and to be able to have herd immunity against diseases such as like this coronavirus. If we knew what we were doing with COVID, we would have had a vaccine already. People would have gotten vaccinated and herd immunity would be established. But no, there are people out there that don't want to vaccinate their children and stuff like that. And it is what it is. I can't really do much about it. But what I am going to do is bring awareness because people should know and people should be aware. There are people out there that choose to put other people's lives in danger. And for what? Like truly, for what? For your personal gain? Like truly, truly think about it. Like I'm just so confused. My mind is boggled. I can't. I can't. Like what the hell? Why? Why? Like, truly, why? What possesses you not to want to vaccinate your child? Why? You know what? I can't deal with this shit. I really can't. Anti-vaxxers are selfish because they are, and they're just stupid as hell. They truly are. They can live in Washington State or whatever other Caucasian city they live in. I don't care. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I know for a fact I triggered the anti-vaxxers, but then again, I don't give a fuck. This is the reason why I have this platform to trigger people. But like I said, I genuinely don't get why they don't want to vaccinate their children, and it's just something that I probably will never grasp, but it is what it is. They could do whatever they please, but over there, not near me. Over there. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Keep your distance. But yeah, definitely share this episode if you can with loved ones and friends. Spread awareness about people that choose not to vaccinate their children and to stay safe during this whole coronavirus situation. We are one more month in 2020 and hopefully this thing will be gone. Hopefully. Let's just hope. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday too. My name is Brittany, and remember, bye, Gellarantings.